1st, according to new data from Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the number of registered dairy herds in Wisconsin went down by about 10% last year. It's a big drop. It follows years of declining numbers of herds. Low milk prices over the last several years are part of that story, though prices seem to be recovering right about now. Bob Kropp is a professor emeritus of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Well, this 10% number sounds like a big deal.
Is this alarming? It is a big deal. You know, we have been losing dairy farms every year, 300 to 400. You look at the structure of Wisconsin dairy industry, we have about 35% less than 50 cows, another 32 between 50 and 99. A lot of small operations, people retiring, outdated facilities. That's 3 to 4%. But in 2019, we lost 818 farms, which was 10%. The year before, it was 691. And as you indicated, we had 4.5 years from 2015, first half to 2019, very low milk prices. But a lot of financial stress on dairy farmers. And some of them went bankrupt. Some of them just simply said, I'm not going to stay with this. I'm losing too much equity. So we lost more than the 3 to 4% normal trend, 10%, which is quite a loss, yes.
Now, we see the number of herds going down, the number of dairy farm operations going down. Does that mean we end up with fewer dairy cows in Wisconsin?
Well, actually, from 2005 up until 2019, we increased cow numbers every year. But with that loss of dairy farms, cow numbers did go down. In fact, right now we're about 7,000 head fewer cows than a year ago.
So that's a new thing, because as I've understood it, some of this is consolidation over the years. This is something a little different in 2019.
Yeah, because we had expansion, larger herds going on, so cow numbers actually were growing. We needed more milk for a cheese plant. We ran into, actually, tight plant capacity there last couple of years. So cow numbers up, production per cow up, so we were growing in milk production each year, yes.
Now, I see out in the news, we've got Borden, the dairy company, yes, filing for bankruptcy. We had Dean last year.
Yep.
And they're saying part of the problem for Borden is milk prices, raw milk prices are getting a little too high from their perspective. Now, what does this mean for an industry when, you know, a little increase, you know, it was too low for the dairy farmers,
right. It
goes up and now it's too high for the dairy companies?
Well, what happens is, you're right, we raised the milk price about $6 a hundredweight from February to November this year. It's very difficult for these bottlers like Dean's or Borden's to pass that increase onto the grocery store. So it really affects their margins very adversely. They would like to see more of a stable milk price rather than up and downs. But when it goes up that fast, it's difficult for them to pass that on to the retailers. Retailers put a lot of pressure and keep those prices down.
Now, for dairy farms in Wisconsin, where is most of their milk going? Is it ending up in bottles on the shelf? Is it turning into cheese? Where does the bulk of it go?
Well, good news in Wisconsin, the cheese industry is a growth in the dairy industry, and that's where 90% of our milk goes. And because of that, even though milk prices are low, you compare our prices to some states, our dairy farmers get very good milk price compared to, say, the West, like California or Idaho or Texas, yes.
Talking to Bob Kropp, Professor Emeritus of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. As we've mentioned, Bob, milk prices have gone up some. What are you looking at in 2020 now?
Well, I look for a much better year. Because of the financial stress, I do not see a big expansion in milk production this coming year. Normally, farmers, you know, price goes up, produce more milk. But with the financial stress, it takes a while to do that. We look for demand to keep on going, particularly for cheese. Fluid consumption keeps on going down. It even looks like there's some opportunity for exports. So we're looking at probably milk prices. First part of the year, average maybe $3 higher than a year ago. It's got very low prices. And then maybe about the same the second, and averaging at least a dollar or more for the year than it did this past year.
Let's bring on a caller. Tom is with us in Port Wing. Tom, hi.
Hi. I've got a question about, I'm part-time on a 60-cow operation. And do you see a point in the future where we get a balance between these large operations and the small operations? Is that in our future, or do we just go all out large farms?
Tom, thanks for the call. It's a question a lot of people are wondering about, Bob. If we're going to see just large farm operations, dairy farm operations in the future, or are we going to see a balancing point where we still keep some of our smaller operations?
Yeah, we're going to see. One thing about Wisconsin, you're going to see diversity. We're going to, you know, a lot of 50-cow going out. doesn't mean there's no opportunity there. Some of them are grazers, organic, or they're selling to a specialty cheese plant that's paying a very nice price, and they'll have larger. So the trend will be fewer and larger, but they won't all be 1,000-cow operations. Still opportunities. There's a lot of 200 to 400-cow operations. You can have milking parlors, freestalls, where two or three families can farm together rather than one. So there'll be a variety of sizes. They won't all be large.
Now, I hear sometimes about issues of succession planning. You've got an aging population of farm owners, dairy farm operators, and in some cases, maybe that farm goes out of business, closes down because there's nobody to take it up when they retire. Is that true? Something you're seeing?
Yeah, a lot of those smaller farms got facility. The barns are old, stanchions, and cow comfort and that. And if they're going to stay in the business, they probably need to build some new facilities. And they probably build a freestall rather than 50 cows. It may go to 200 or so. And maybe if you got a son or daughter who's interested, they may be more interested in a more modern operation that you could have a milking parlor and they even go to robots now. Of course, the small farms can't afford those. So anyway, there's going to be that continual restructuring going on in the dairy industry, yes.
Now, sometimes when we talk about the dairy industry in Wisconsin, and we've seen some comments about this on our news article on the website, some people complain, hey, policy has balanced the playing field in favor of the big guys and against the little guys in the dairy industry. Is that something you see?
Well, that's not totally correct. I realize the bigger farmers get, some volume premiums on their milk, discounts and feed. They got some economies of scale. But actually, the current dairy policy we have, which is the Dairy Margin Protection Program, where farmers can protect their margin or feed costs, it's designed really to hit the smaller farms, 200 cows or less. Really, they get a much cheaper premium than the larger farms, so designed to give more support to the smaller farms than the larger farms in the current dairy policy we have.
I saw there's a small but a slowly growing list of counties in Wisconsin where there are no dairy farms left. I think it's just like four or something like that at this point.
Some of the north, I think like Vilas County, no cows left or something like that.
Right.
I mean, yes.
Can you talk about the impact that can have on a rural economy if it's been a place that depended on maybe a handful of small farms as, kind of the backbone of the local economy?
Well, that's true. I mean, they have more of a community, the smaller farmers and that. That's not to say the larger farmers are not involved. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the larger farmers may have more time to actually get involved with some community things. But there's a concern. The smaller farms definitely are buying more local, supporting local businesses and that. And so there's a concern in the rural community as we continue to lose the number of farmers that we have.
Now, I've heard we've talked to some farmers who say, they left dairy farming. They're moving into other specialties, crops, what have you, more boutique kind of things. Do you see that happening, or is it people leaving agriculture entirely?
Well, there's a number of examples where farmers have tried to supplement that dairy income doing something else. Mm-hmm. There's one down in Rock County that's gone into summer camps for kids to come out, for example. Some are growing other types of crops. Talk about hemp. I'm not sure that's total natural farm or something like that. But they're trying to diversify in some other things, some additional income, yes.
Another theory I've seen out there is milk is being hit by quote milk products, the soy milks, the almond milks, the plant-based milk-like products. Is that really having an impact here in Wisconsin?
Well, we don't sell as much milk for Fluid, but nationwide, the Fluid consumption keeps on declining due to those type of products. Other things is we don't eat breakfast cereal anymore and put milk on it. It's a factor, So we keep on having a decline. So today, nationwide, only about 25% of the milk goes for drinking anymore. Over 50% goes in cheese. So the Fluid sales go down, cheese grows. So total-wise, total milk sales have increased because cheese is offset the declining Fluid milk sales.
And I understand cheese, obviously big in Wisconsin. I've heard we're also very big on a particular market, cheese for frozen pizza. That's a big thing here in Wisconsin?
Well, absolutely. I mean, pizza constitutes a large share of that cheese. But the other thing is we make over 600 different types of cheeses in Wisconsin. But the young people and other people, snacks and things of this sort. So cheese is being used in a variety of ways. But cheese, of course, pizza and cheese, of course, a big one.
So we've seen this decline in the number of dairy operations. As we wrap up, dairy is still going to be a big deal in Wisconsin for the foreseeable future?
I think we'll be there. We'll be number one in cheese and close to in, in milk production. California keeps on declining a little but not growing. A lot of the advantage to producing milk has come back to Wisconsin. We can raise the feed, things of this sort, the climate, et cetera, and a strong cheese industry keeps our dairy industry viable.
Bob, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
Bob Kropp is Professor Emeritus of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. We talked to him today about new numbers showing a record loss in Wisconsin dairy herds in 2019.